This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
Let me guess, you've had some good months in your agency recently. Maybe you're able to hit $10,000, $20,000, or $40,000 a month and you're pretty happy about it. However, you've got a little problem. Your business has turned into absolute chaos. You've got all these new clients that need service while you have to keep up with the old clients, as well as keeping your own sales and marketing going so you don't fall back to where you were a couple months ago. As a result, you're working 10 to 12 hour days, feeling completely overwhelmed and not knowing what to do. This also keeps you from scaling further as you can't work on the things that actually move the agency forward because you're buried in low level tasks. If that's you, I've got some good news for you. Through scaling my own agency to seven figures and helping hundreds of other agencies do the same, I've come across this problem multiple times and developed a strategy to solve it. A strategy to help you systematize your full agency, make operations three times easier, and save you 4 hours a day so you finally have the time you need to work on tasks that will actually move your business forward. In this video, I'll break down how the strategy works and how you can use it in your own agency. Before I get into it, I want to disclose something. If you don't have enough focus or concentration to watch a video like this to the end and pay attention to the details so that you can actually implement it afterwards, then you shouldn't even bother watching the video in the first place. But if you're serious about streamlining your agency and saving hours of time each day so that you can scale, this video is going to be a game changer for you. All right, so let's get into it. Let's talk through the key things you can do to automate and free up time within your digital marketing agency. I'm going to walk through a couple key principles and really how I think this through. Number one is we have to make sure that your model is built to scale. If you've got a model where you're reinventing the wheel every single time you get a new client, you haven't productized, it's going to be very, very hard to free up time because you haven't systematized it in advance. A couple of key things you can do to really simplify your model, which will really help you accelerate the growth, but also free up a lot of your time. Focus on one particular niche. Sell a growth program that has recurring revenue behind it. Don't take off one-off projects because you're doing a project, you're getting paid and it goes away. Don't chase down checks. Make sure you're getting charging at least $1,000 per month. That way, every client you get, you've got an advanced figure. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how it's going to get done. Here's how much it costs. Economics makes sense, you're making profit on every single client, and you can systematize and remove yourself from most of those steps. If your model is built to scale, you're going to be significantly better off in terms of how you do this. Key concept number two, as it relates to freeing up your time and really how we were able to free hundreds of hours in our agency, is to think about eliminate, automate, and delegate. And you want to think about it in that order. As you look at what you do day to day, as you look at what your agency does day to day, there are some things that you might be doing that aren't necessary, that aren't moving the needle, that aren't making an impact. First thing we want to do is eliminate those things. Second is we want to figure out what we can automate. Can we automate it with technology? Can we automate it with AI? Can we automate it with Zapier or with follow-up systems? Let's automate what we can, and the rest we can delegate. Give other people on your team that responsibility. Give them the step-by-step. Give them the instructions so that they can do it. But it's really important you tackle it in that order. If you just start to delegate everything, you're going to wind up overpaying for things that could have been completely eliminated. There's a great quote by Peter Drucker that says, "There's nothing so useless as doing effectively that which should not be done at all." So let's dump all of the things that we can eliminate. When we think about what we can automate and what we can delegate, there's a couple of key areas within the business, right? Operations and admin are account management. And we've got admin, sales, marketing, and team management. So on the operations side of the equation, think about what you're doing. Onboarding, servicing, delivery, right? Doing the websites, the SEO, the pay-per-click, client communication, letting them know what's happening, keeping them in the loop so that they don't churn, managing the accounts, the SEO, the Google ads, the Facebook ads, all of that stuff. And this is super duper important to get done. And if you're wearing all the hats in the business and you're trying to do all of that, there's some systems that can help you. There's some solutions that I would really suggest that you implement to free up a lot of that time. Number one would be high level automation for onboarding. So when that client signs up, they've got a form to fill in. There's a sequence of communication that happens. Takes some of the pressure off review to make sure you come out of the gate strong. Put a project management system in place like ClickUp, where you can pre-engineer the entire project. Here are the tasks. Here are the deadlines. We used to spend hours setting up the project plan for the client, setting up the deadlines, and then managing it as we went beautifully within ClickUp. You can engineer that advance. You can press a button and all of the deadlines, all of the steps, all of the assigned tasks get deployed to the people within your team that are going to do it. On the SEO side, if you're still manually doing a lot of the research, backlink evaluation, on-page optimization issues. Search Atlas is a great tool that can help streamline and create a lot of time savings in terms of how you deliver that part of your solution. So those are some tools, some key hires you're going to want to make on the operations and account management side. Obviously, number one would be an operations manager, somebody that can really project manage and take whatever you want to have done inside ClickUp, manage the tasks, follow up and check the deadlines, and get things done. As the owner of the business, as the entrepreneur, that's one of those things you're only going to have so much bandwidth to focus on, and so you want to find somebody that can take operations off the plate for you. Second to that would be account manager, would be somebody that can talk to the client, do the onboarding, check in on the monthly review, answer their questions. Typically around 17 accounts, you're going to want to remove yourself from account management. Otherwise, most of your time is going to be invested there. That should free up 40 plus hours per week if you've got a full-time person that can manage account management on your behalf. And I think every account manager can handle about 25 to 30 accounts, assuming they're just doing communication. There's a bunch of time savings right there in the operations and account management side of the equation. The next piece would be admin, the things that you're doing that are just bogging down your time, checking your emails, collecting payments, setting up marketing sequences, like setting up your webinars and your podcasts, booking your travel if you've got events and travel that you do. Those are low task items that should absolutely be removed from your plate almost instantaneously. I want to kind of walk you through a system to help you figure out, you know, is your time being used to its highest and best value? But some tools and solutions here, I really would recommend you need an executive assistant, marketing assistant, or admin assistant that can take that administrative stuff off your plate. Those are $7 to $10 an hour tasks. And I can tell you, regardless of where you're at in your agency, your time is worth much more than that. Tools and resources I like for this would be RepStack, Upwork, onlinejobs.ph. These are like places where you can find an administrative assistant, get them trained up, get them placed, and have them taking that stuff off your plate. One of the reasons I like RepStack and one of our strategic partners here inside Seven Figure Agency is that they're trained on how to manage your inbox. They're trained on how to book your travel. They're trained on the Seven Figure Agency marketing strategies that we teach, so they can take a lot of that stuff off your plate for you. That's admin. Next is sales and marketing, right? Within sales and marketing, you're confirming appointments, you're taking sales calls, you're sending follow-up proposals potentially, you're following up opportunities, and you're probably doing prospecting, right? If you want to keep the calendar full, you're doing some follow-ups, you're making some calls, you're setting appointments. This can be taking 40 to 60 hours of your week. Some tools and solutions to help with this. I'm a big fan of Go High Level, putting workflows in place in all of the steps within your funnel so that some of that follow-up, some of that automation from they opted in to they scheduled to they actually showed up, they showed up and were interested and were following up with the proposal and everything. We've systematized a bunch of that inside High Level with our ultimate agency funnel. And it's not just the pages, but it's the sequences and the task management in between. I think two key hires that can make a big difference to free up a lot of time, and I'll kind of walk you through how much time we've saved by putting these people in place, would be an appointment setter. You can hire a high quality professional appointment setter that calls all of your opt-ins, that reaches out to your ideal prospects within your space, and that can free up 40 plus hours a week, or just get something done that needs to be done in your business that you're not doing, and ultimately hiring a salesperson that can take your sales calls on your behalf. This is probably a little bit later in your agency growth process, but once you've hired a salesperson, they could be taking sales calls all day long, and it can free up a ton of your time. And then on the team management side of the equation, as the business grows and as you continue to scale, you're going to have to be doing recruiting, posting jobs, reviewing applicants, doing interviews, onboarding and training new team members, leading your team, keeping them engaged, team communication, team meetings. And so some tools and solutions for this. Number one would be in your interview process, leverage video ask, where people have to record a video in advance. That can free up a lot of your time reviewing applications, trying to figure out who's going to be a good candidate versus bad. The people that take the time to record a video that show that they've got good communication skills can stand out, and that can really help. Managing your entire team communication flow in one platform. I'm a big fan of Slack. We've got one Slack with various channels, with various one-to-one communication, really helps to streamline that. And then level 10 meetings. This is an EOS entrepreneur operating system process, but where you're meeting with the team on a weekly basis, and it takes away a lot of the one-to-one, hey, I've got a problem. Do you have a minute to stop everything you're doing and meet? When you've got level 10 meetings happening within the business on a weekly basis, those issues can be parked. they can be tackled, the team can be fully engaged, and you're doing it in a very highly leveraged way. And so these are the key areas that are probably sucking most of the time of your agency right now that you can massively free up. How do you figure out what you should do and in what order? Number three, the key thing I want you to really do would be to create a time and energy audit, right? Your cash flow follows your calendar. And so if we look at your calendar and where your time is being spent, there's probably a lot of stuff being spent on the admin stuff, booking travel. There's probably time being spent operationally, setting up the website, doing the SEO, setting up ClickUp, managing the tasks. There may or may not be enough time being spent on leadership and on sales and business development. The only way you can tell is to either retroactively or proactively going forward, audit your time. And so there's a great tool that I learned from Dan Martell, author of Buy Back Your Time, a great book I highly recommend you read, where he walks you through the day. Let's say you work 9 until 6 every single day in 15-minute increments. Where is the time being spent? And evaluating, is that a tactical or strategic use of my time? Is that drawing energy away from me, or is it filling my energy up? This is where you start. You want to free up time, you want to automate, you want to delegate, you want to eliminate. You need to do a time and energy audit to figure out where your time is being spent right now so that you can run them through that gauntlet and make those decisions. We do this with our group every single quarter. We're looking at where's the time being spent so that we can do those things. And there's a great concept I learned from Todd Herman called the CEO time scorecard. And if you're looking at your time and where it's being spent, there's $10 tasks, $100 tasks, $500 tasks, and $5,000 tasks. And so administrative, running errands, booking travel, all of that would be $10 administrative level tasks, just things you're doing that you're working in the business. A little higher on that level would be publishing content, like to your blogs and to your social medias, processing and sending out emails, prepping for your webinars. Those might be $100 tasks, but it's still probably not the highest and best use of your time. Those first three would be on the in the business side. On the business then is $500 plus task is where you're doing leadership development, you're designing playbooks, you're planning with the team. And then ultimately, as the CEO, $5,000 plus tasks, business development, strategic planning, innovating your delivery within your program, to the extent you can move up the value ladder there and make sure that you've delegated and you've automated the rest, that's really where you get significant leverage within your business. As you're thinking about this, you're like, well, gosh, it sounds like I need to hire a bunch of people. It sounds like there's lots of things I would need to put in place. I don't know that I can afford that. The best thing you can do is to calculate your buyback rate, which I've got a great spreadsheet. And if you just type in comments, buyback rate, I can share this. Another concept I learned from Dan Martell. The idea is, how much is your business producing in revenue right now? How much are you taking out of the business in income or salary? And then how much profit is there in the business? Based on that, like whatever your total income for the business is right now, you can divide that by 2,000, and that gives you an idea what your hourly rate, what your hourly value is in the business today. I can tell you mine, if I really do the math, is thousands of dollars an hour. Your buyback rate should be 4 times less than whatever your current value in the business is. And so anything you're doing in the business today divided by 4 is something you should immediately eliminate and delegate to somebody within your team. And so again, I've got a spreadsheet that walks you through this, but let's just say we're taking a $55,000 salary out of the business. There's currently about $100,000 profit. That would mean it's about $155,000 in executive benefit. Very on the low end in the agency, but let's just say that's where it was. Now, we divide that by 2,000 hours, your hourly rate is $77.50. I'll give you the spreadsheet and you can key in your exact numbers. It'll tell you exactly what that number should be for you right now. You could just take that number, whatever it is, and divide it by 4, and that's going to be your buyback rate. So in this case, $19 per hour in this example. And so if that was your example, then you could say anything I'm doing on my time and energy audit that is more than $19 or less than $19 per hour, I can absolutely place somebody to do that. And so it just helps. And the key number 5, the next last piece of this puzzle, is you have to go and replace yourself. The 3 positions you want to hire for as you scale that we found works for the best. Number 1 is operations and delivery management. Anything you're doing on the operations side of the business, setting up the client, setting up the SEO, managing the click, that's the first thing you need to remove yourself from in the business. 2nd is going to be account management. So checking in with the client, answering the calls, meeting with the client on a monthly basis, showing them what you're doing, and helping to keep them engaged. You can't eliminate this, right? This is mission critical in order to improve and maintain your retention. You want to hire account management. Number three is administrative support. You know, booking the travel, doing all of that stuff that we talked about, you need to hire for that position third. And then fourth up this process would be sales. As you've removed yourself from delivery and you've removed yourself from account management and you're no longer checking your email or posting on your social or doing all of the marketing administrative stuff, number four is finding a salesperson that can handle the sales calls. And at that point, you remove yourself from just about all of the key areas within the business, which frees you up to either do the things you really want to do, or more importantly, invest in leadership, invest in vision, invest in innovation, leverage your time to be the highest and best version of yourself. You know, if I think about how I've structured this within my agency, on the operations and admin side, right, we're bringing on 5 to 7 clients per month pretty consistently within our agency, and we've got a fully dedicated launch coordinator. And so that launch coordinator is the person that every time somebody signs up, has a launch task, meets with the client, gathers usernames, gathers passwords, creates the world-class experience, and that saves us at least 40 hours per month, right? You got somebody fully dedicated to that. Now, we have 217 or so active clients within the business, paying between $3,000 and $5,000 per month, about $600,000 a month of recurring revenue. We've got 6 full-time account managers, and each account manager handles between 25 and 30 accounts, and they're checking in with the clients. They're seeding the vision. They're doing the monthly review process. They're managing the bird's eye view of each client and kind of where it sits. So if I do the math on that, that saves us over 240 hours per week, you know, in terms of account management time that's being invested to retain our client base. On the admin side, I've got a full-time administrative assistant that books my travel, checks my emails, follows up on the marketing type support stuff that we need. That saves me 40 hours per week. I also have personally, you know, just from the sake of my personal time, a house manager and somebody that is full-time helping with the kids. I think it's personal preference. I learned this from Dan Martell. I was like, hey, I'm going to give that a shot. It was a life changer. Used to spend time when I got home, you know, making sure that, you know, that the clothes were put away, making sure that I'm eating healthy. And I spent a lot of my personal time doing that. Now with a full-time house manager, they take care of all of that. And so the house is clean, the clothes are put away, the food is on the table, the kids are taken care of, and it really creates a lot of mental space for me. And then personal errands around the house, you know, cleaning the house, doing the lawn, you know, any of that stuff, my time, my buyback rate would never justify doing that. And by eliminating those lower level tasks and moving up the ladder is how I've had the time and the energy to not just grow plumbing and HVAC SEO to $600,000 in monthly recurring in our agency, but also now have 7-figure agency being a multiple 7-figure enterprise, because I and my wife have freed up our time to focus on the highest level tasks within the business. Sales and marketing, we've got a full-time appointment center that's calling all of our leads, that's following up with all of our opportunities, 40 hours per week there. We've also got a full-time salesperson that meets with those prospects, has the consultative sales process, closes the deals. And we've got a lot of automation in place that follows up in between, right? It saves those team members a lot of time. And so kind of as I calculate it all out, for us at this stage in the game, we're saving over 460 hours per week, over 90 hours per day by having a team that's bought back my time in so many different areas within the business as well as personally. Hopefully this helps give you a big picture of the main things you want to think about, the main things you want to do as you look to grow and scale your agency. Again, number one, first and foremost thing you want to do is to make sure you got the right model, right? Make sure you got a model that can be streamlined, it can be automated. Number two, eliminate, automate, and delegate. Start by eliminating, then automate, then delegate. Number three, do a time and energy audit. Figure out where your time is being spent today and chip away at the lowest value of lowest energy things so that you can create more profit, but also more energy so that you can show up more powerfully within your business, within your life. Number four, calculate your buyback rate. Figure out what your time is actually worth as it sits right now and make sure that you are eliminating and hiring away to buy back your time in those areas that you're spending time that isn't the best use of your time. And then number five, replace yourself following the replacement ladder. Hire those key positions in the order that I outlined, and you're going to find tons of free time within your agency, and you're going to be able to scale profitably. Following these steps will help you streamline your agency, which will free up a bunch of your time, but that won't be enough for scaling your agency, as you need to know what you should be doing with that new time that you've unlocked to effectively grow. And while I can't cover that on this video, I've created a pretty in-depth course with over 8 hours of content about the exact strategies and processes we've used to help over 100 agencies scale to seven figures and beyond. If your goal is to get the agency to the next level, which could be $20, $50, or $100,000 or more in monthly recurring revenue, then this course will definitely help you. And the crazy part is, I'm giving it away for free. You just need to click the first link in the description to get access to it. Click the first link, it costs you zero, and it might be the only thing you need right now to scale your agency to the next level. If you found this video valuable, subscribe for our channel, and I'll see you on the next one.